Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Among the things voters failed to consider in the recent UK vote to leave the European Union was whither the Isle of Man. You might ask, do people in the UK under any circumstances consider whither the Isle of Man, nestled between Britain and Ireland? Well, the voters on the island have no choice. Citizens of the Isle of Man head to the polls today to choose the new leaders of their governing body, the Tynwald, as it's called. It's considered the world's oldest continuously sitting parliament, 1,000 years old. But the state is a crown dependency, not technically part of the United Kingdom, but in a political nether world that the Brexit vote made more nether than world. Alan Bell is the chief minister of the Tynwald. He will be stepping down after 32 years, but he agreed to help us understand the predicament his fellow citizens are now in.
The Isle of Man is not a sovereign state in its own right at the moment. We are what is called a crown dependency, which means that the UK has responsibility for our defence and our international matters. Other than that, the Isle of Man is internally self-governing. So we're not actually a sovereign state. And the new relationship we have to negotiate with Europe has to be done through and with the UK government on our behalf. We can't do it directly ourselves. So the issue of greater sovereignty for the Isle of Man may well evolve over the next few years, depending on the progress or otherwise of the new relationship we develop with the outside world.
What a mess. I mean, you have to depend on UK negotiators. Why would you trust them? How can you trust them in this situation?
Well, this is the challenge for the Isle of Man, of course, because the UK government is still in some, or will be still in some, pretty tense negotiations with the remaining 27 countries of the European Union to establish its own long-term relationship. Then they have to negotiate a special arrangement for the Isle of Man after that. So it is going to be quite a challenge for the island to make sure that the UK stays focused on what we need as well as its own broader needs.
But it sounds like you don't need any lessons on governing from the UK. You've had the longest sitting parliament in the world. Is that true?
Yes, it's the oldest continuous democracy in the world. And it was established by the Vikings in 979. So we've been around for a little while. The UK boasts about being the mother of parliaments. And I think it's fair to say the Isle of Man government is the grandmother of parliaments.
What's the big issue on the Isle of Man? I mean, aside from this Brexit vote and this mess that the UK has put you in?
Well, Brexit will be a long-term challenge for the island. It's not just something which is going to be resolved very, very quickly. But alongside of that, we have to ensure, because of the uncertainty generated by Brexit, we have to ensure that the economy stays strong, continues to grow, continues to diversify, and that we continue to attract the right level of skills into the island to make sure that that growth continues. Alongside of that, though, we have the same sort of challenges as many other countries. How do we sustain a long-term, viable health service? Because the Isle of Man has an almost identical welfare state to that enjoyed by the United Kingdom. How do we provide for education? In particular, how do we provide for long-term sustainability of our pensions, our state pension, and also our public sector worker pension?
I love that you have 16-year-olds voting. How do you go after the 16-year-old vote? Promise them free smartphones?
We have worked hard for the last few years now to educate our young people as to how democracy works, how important voting is for young people, how politics affect their daily lives. And I think this year we will probably see a higher turnout of younger people than we've had in the past.
Are you in semicircles in the Tynwald, and do you face each other on benches like in the House of Commons in London?
Yes, we do, but that's only for seating convenience. It's not because the Isle of Man doesn't have party politics. We're not divided in the chamber on party lines. We sit as to where our constituency allocation lies.
Alan Bell is the departing chief minister of Tynwald. He will step down after 32 years. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.